attacks between his country and the Palestinians are not produced.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I like this email, so we're going to start with an email here, all right? I like this one. Doctor, my five-year-old won't let me give him hugs or kisses anymore. He's five. Is this normal? I thought they wouldn't want anything to do with me when they were in their teens. All right, so you have a five-year-old, and the five-year-old doesn't want you to give hugs and kisses. I say, I have two boys, and my boys are 11 and 9. That's why I love this topic. And even if they don't want hugs or kisses, I give them hugs and kisses anyway. I'm their mama. I have a right to. In fact, I already told them, when they're walking down the aisle getting married, I'm going to be going, oh, my baby, and run over them and give them hugs and kisses. And if they're cold, I'm going to warm up their little tushies with the blanket. You know, I don't give a hard dude if they're 30, 40-year-old men, God willing, later. But here's the thing. A lot of us moms and dads, we start seeing the separation a lot earlier with these kids. Even though we have this wussification of our kids that I talk about a lot on this show, where I think boys, you know, cry a lot more than they used to, especially during baseball practice, and where you start to see, you know, more breast development in boys because of the extra fat and hormones in the milk. So I think there's a lot of issues. We aren't allowed to fight in school, so kids don't know how to fight. So we're having a wussification of our boys. But we are starting to see more independence. Oh, mom, don't kiss me, don't hug me. Really, five-year-old? Really, a five-year-old? Okay, I thought, you know, when you send your kids off to kindergarten, they're like, oh, mommy, these kids, it's old hat. You know, they've been going to preschool and daycare for years by the time they're 5 years old. So, no, they're going to start pushing away, but I tell you how you handle it, okay? Because if you start smothering them with kisses, and, you know, moms and dads' kisses, they don't want wet, cold kisses, okay? You know, I try to make sure the kisses are kind of dry kisses, you know, because I don't want the kids going, ooh, gross, and trying to wipe off the makeup, you know, or spit. But, you know, still, it doesn't matter. Any type of kisses, they're going to push away. So this is what I do, all right? And actually, I had a very similar situation with a patient of mine who said that her daughter won't let her tuck her in anymore. You know, she's like, she can't even tuck her daughter in anymore. And she's 4 or 5, whatever. And I go, well, this is what you do. Okay? With your little kid, when they do that, they go, you are a big boy and big girl now, aren't you? Yeah, mommy, I'm big boy. Yeah, I'm big girl, mommy. You are. You're big. So you don't need all the hugs and kisses from mama, right? Right? No, I don't need. All right. But then we should have a grown-up secret code. What's that, mommy? Well, let's have a little secret code that tells me you love me and I love you. It's our secret code. Nobody knows, right? This way we don't have to do all the hugs and kisses because you're kind of big boy, big girl now. I did that with my son. We came up with a secret code. One of my sons, the older one, he doesn't mind. I can hug him. He doesn't mind. He doesn't mind. You know, even at school, he'll even come up to me when I come to visit or speak to his class. He'll come up and give me a hug. He's like proud of me. The other one, oh, no. Oh, gosh, no. The younger one, no way. So what I did is I came up with, but I let him decide the secret code. I go, you come up with a secret code. We won't even tell daddy. We'll come up with a secret code, either like, you know, our, you, and he came up with, he scratches my palm, right? He grabbed, you know, he takes my hand, he does a little scratch on my palm, and that means he loves me. No hug, no kiss. It may be cold, but at least I could get that out of him. And that's what you do. You know, and then after a while, they're going to want the hugs again. You know, here he is, he's 9 years old, and he kind of comes up and asks for hugs. But for years, no. He only wanted to do the secret code. He didn't want to hug or kiss, but at least I got the secret code out of him. You know, it serves us right. You know, my husband comes from a family where everybody kissed each other, even if they didn't want to be kissed. I came from a family where nobody really touched each other. I mean, you know, we had to kiss goodnight as a duty. You know, but nobody really hugged each other. You know, if we did a good job, we got a pat on the back and that was it, but we never were hugged. We just, not a lot of hugs. So we come, you know, so maybe he kind of inherited that. Yet me, I'm the opposite. Even though I grew up like that, I'm like, oh, I'm going to give you hugs and kisses and he doesn't squeeze a little tushy. even though we're not supposed to touch it, touch it, I know. But anyway, just squeeze. You know, we just very demonstrative. But, you know, I have two boys, and they're kind of like, you know, Mom, you're embarrassing me. So that's what you do. That's what you do. If your kid doesn't want to give you hugs or kisses, that's fine. You don't want to force it because you don't want to look overbearing. And trust me, he'll come back to you. Have him come up with a secret code of a way that he conveys that, you know, you're special, you're his mama. And it could come up with anything. It could be, but have it something where, you know, he doesn't have to come up with like a piece of paper. Have it where you guys could be at the grocery store. You guys could be at a restaurant. You could be dropping him off at school and he could do the secret code to you and you guys could convey the love that way. And I think it's going to help solve a lot of problems. All right. Secret code. I got boys, so they were kind of into that whole secret thing. All right. How you guys doing? I know I'm getting hoarse. I got to figure out what to do. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I tell you, I love being on air, but I start getting hoarse after a couple hours. All right, well, you guys need to call in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or I need to, sing. When I sing, that kind of clears some things out, some mucus spews. Speaking of mucus spewing, there was a woman who I guess had an inoperable tumor in her throat, and she ends up coughing it up, and it comes out in one piece. Now, the surgeon's just going to go in there and clean up around, you know, the area, but he said you did it. And it's interesting because this isn't the first time I've seen this. One of my patients had a, quote-unquote, inoperable tumor by his trachea that I had found. It was a metastatic tumor from colon cancer, and they said it was inoperable the way it was. And then as they were trying to go in to take a biopsy, the whole thing just fell off in one capsule. It was like a capsulated cancerous mass, and it came out. In one chunk. So I thought that was pretty cool. All right. I think that's cool. When cancer doesn't act like it's supposed to, but in a good way, I think that's cool. So this woman who just, she coughed up this tumor that she was told was inoperable, the whole thing out, coughed it up. They went back to check and they said, well, we're just going to clean up the surrounding area just in case something invaded. So she's a happy woman. Family's a happy woman. The kid who she caught the tumor on is still scrubbing his face with Purell, but that's another story. All right, when we come back, let's hit some medical headlines. Let's talk politics, whatever you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company. Serving stamp collectors since 1923, Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Tuning into the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got an email over the break. Dr. Dahlia, how do you feel about pacifiers? Are they dangerous for kids? Well, here's the thing with the pacifiers. We like to call them little binkies in our house. I used binkies with both my kids. One of them loved it. You know, every time I was like, wah, I'd shut him up, throw a binky in his mouth. It worked out great. Worked out absolutely great. The other one didn't want the binky. Didn't want the binky. And actually, he has a bigger mouth than the other one. I mean, he really lets me have it. So honestly, I don't have a problem with binkies. The reason why I think some dentists have an issue with the pacifiers is because if they're dirty and if they're full of juice and if they have, residues of sugar and the baby is sucking on that binky the whole night, and if it's not clean, then, yes, the sugar could rot the teeth. And then, you know, sometimes kids could possibly have a little bit of outpouching of their upper teeth. But, of course, that could always be fixed orthodontically, although who could really afford braces? But honestly, my child did pretty well having the binky. I mean, his baby teeth later fell out. His big teeth grew in, and they grew in fairly well. So I don't really have a problem with pacifiers. Now, if they're 2-3 years old, we have a problem. But, you know, for the first few months, I think they do okay. If it gives them relief and they're happy and it's not preventing them from suckling when, you know, you have to breastfeed or when they're feeding out of the bottle, I don't have a problem with pacifiers at all. But what I do recommend is every baby at a year mark at a year old should have some sort of a dental exam. I think a pediatric dental exam is very important, especially at that early age as the teeth are coming in. You know, people will always ask me, why are the bottom teeth coming in first rather than the top? Well, remember, you know, in nature, you know, the young, if they have their top teeth, they'll bite something. And you don't want your child to bite into something if they don't have the rest of the teeth. So the bottom teeth end up coming in first. It's just, I think, some evolutionary protective mechanism. I'm sure a dentist would have a much better response, but that's what the situation is. Okay, so we are celebrating multiple birthdays today. We got Betty White turning 90. She looks good. Remember she was in that Alaskan movie? What was the Alaskan movie with Proposal? Proposal. She looked good. I've always been a Betty White fan. She always looks nice, always acts nice. I hear she's really tough to work with, but she's doing okay. So anyway, Betty White turned 90. Michelle Obama turned 48 today. Muhammad Ali turned 70 years old. Zooey Deschanel, she's the one that does New Girl. I think she's 32. 32. Lots of birthdays today. What day is it? January 17th? I guess lots of birthdays. You know, I've been watching some of the new shows like, you know, like New Girl. It's okay. I mean, again, I think so much of these sitcoms have overdone the sex thing that they're starting to, some of the subjects of the show, like, you know, my son, he really wanted to watch it because he remembers her from the movie Elf. Remember the Elf movie with, Will Ferrell? Okay, she was in that. She was a blonde girl. So, New Girl, it's a sitcom. It's prime time, so my little kid wants to watch it. Well, they spent a whole show talking about penis. And I'm like, really? This is prime time. And it got old that I'm thinking, you know, these shows, they're just running out of material and stuff to do. Now, I got to say, I was a little impressed last night with Alcatraz. Alcatraz, they, I guess it's Fox, it's the new show, it was their 2-hour premiere last night, and I guess what they do is they go back to Alcatraz, they go back to the 1960s, but then it's modern day where they're chasing around these Alcatraz prisoners. You know, a little far-fetched, not the most realistic, a little bloody, but you know, it was different. You know, thank you for being different. All right, the American Idol comes on this week. American Idol, I've always been a fan. Not really a big fan of the new judges. I really liked it when there was Simon. I used to love the interplay between him and Paula when she wasn't, you know, high on pain meds. But, you know, it was better. But I just love the idea of raw talent. Somebody like, you know, Carrie Underwood working on her daddy's farm ends up being a superstar. Now, of course, you know, you have to have talent, but you also have to have the backing. You know, somebody backs you and dresses you and has you lose weight and does your makeup and your hair. You know, that's what was so fascinating about the X Factor. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I'm so sick of American Idol, I don't want to watch the X Factor. But I like to watch it from a, you know, from a logistical perspective. You know, watching somebody who, you know, is flipping burritos. They dress them up. They give them a better haircut. They shave them. They surround them with dancers. And, I mean, you're really looking at a star. And I would rather these stars be people that have raw talent than those that did a porno. Is that what happened? There was a sex tape or something with Kardashian? I still don't know why she's famous. Paris Hilton. I guess she's part of the Hilton family, and there was a sex tape. I don't like that. I don't like seeing people who, because of, you know, who they're related to, they get to be. I like seeing just raw talent coming from, you know, just, you know, where you actually, you're like, oh, my gosh, this guy that's flipping burritos can really sing. That's what had happened on X Factor. Somebody, Josh Krajicek. Sings an Etta James song just out of the blue. Well, that's actually America's Got Talent. Same thing. I love those kinds of shows. Terry Fader. Terry Fader comes out with a doll, a girl doll, and sings in a woman's voice, Etta James, at last. Brilliant. Just brilliant. And I guess David Hasselhoff was there at the time going, really? Is this going to be a million-dollar act, really? And, yeah, it turned out to be a million-dollar act. He has a show in Vegas. So I kind of kind of dig those shows. I like those. I like Glee because, again, I like seeing talent. When you watch a Glee episode, I know a lot of you guys are like, oh, come on, really? We got to talk about Glee. But I'm telling you, from a perspective of, I don't want my time wasted. I don't have time to watch television. Most of you don't either. We're very busy. There's now tons of channels, and honestly, you should be listening to radio, talk radio. I mean, you want to be entertained, go to GCN Live. You got Alex Jones, you got Jason Lewis, you got Free Talk Live, you got good Stephen, David, you got a good, I mean, you got a really good talent, okay, to listen to. So you could be listening to talk radio. But anyway, I don't have time to be watching all these television shows, so if I'm going to watch it, it better be good. And you better have busted your butt putting that show together and it being a smart show. I think Terra Nova, not that bad, kind of a smart show. I thought Seinfeld was a brilliant show. You know, here we were in the middle of medical school, very, very busy, but we would stop everything, whatever we could do to watch it. It was smart. You know, it fit into your daily life. You could apply it still. You know, I apply things I saw in the Seinfeld show to present day. Like, for example, when I go into a deli, or I go into a place and you have to tip. Do you guys remember that episode where Jason Alexander, who was George? Okay, George tips, and he tips all the time when he goes into this place. But because the guy behind the counter's back is turned, he never sees the tip go in. So nobody thinks George tips. So, you know, he thought he timed it and choreographed it right, putting the tip in the jar. And the gentleman behind the counter moved at the wrong time. He's like, damn. So what he decides to do is pull the tip back out to re-put it in. Well, of course, he gets caught pulling the tip back out. Now, when I saw that, I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's right. I'm always tipping and nobody's seeing the tip. So it looks like I don't tip. And I don't want, you know, I want to get credit credits due. So now what I do is I wait. When somebody hands me the food over the counter, as I'm taking it from him, I use my other hand to throw in the tip. I go, thank you. They see it. But you see little things like that. And so, you know, I call Seinfeld a quality show because it actually commented on some everyday things that you deal with, relationships, etc. Glee. I think Glee is a quality show because not only do they try to be funny, they try to have some drama. They bust their butt on musical numbers and dance numbers. Each episode, they are putting a lot of effort into. It's not just throwing a show together and talking about a penis. And I think as consumers, as viewers, we really need to demand more. We're not that stupid. Now, the reason why, you know, I thought New Girl would be a good show is I thought it would, you know, be stupid funny. Now, I do like stupid funny. Stupid funny does serve a purpose. Like the Hangover movies. Okay, those, they don't have to take, I don't want anything heavy. When I want to see a movie, you know, something stupid funny, I want to escape. But then you see it provides a purpose. Okay, let me escape. The Simpsons, great escape. South Park, before it got really dirty and disgusting, again, a great escape 10 years ago. You know, you sometimes want that. That serves a purpose. So anyway, so that's why I'm kind of disappointed with New Girl and some of these other sitcoms because, yeah, you know, you have some good writers and you have a couple of jokes, but if your kids can't watch it and you have to worry about shutting it off and it's the same joke, different day, no. You know, we as consumers should demand some better quality shows. We really should. All right, guys, when we come back, let's get to some medical news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, even though we talk about everything on this show. You know, people say, you know, Dahlia, you could do political talk radio. I've heard you do it. You filled in for people. I mean, here's the thing. I love doing what I'm doing with medical talk radio, but I do talk about everything because, you know, after a while, people really don't want to hear about arthritis anymore, and they don't want to hear about cholesterol. You know, they like to hear my opinion on the things that are happening. You know, like we were talking extensively about what happened with the cruise ship and the transcript between the captain and the Coast Guard. Now, I'm not going to read the transcript. Listen to my archives from the last 2 hours of the show, and you can actually probably, you know, just hear the transcript yourself. I mean, even in Italian, I have never heard Italian yelled so fiercely as I heard with this Coast Guard yelling at Captain Scatino from the Costa Cordovia, Cordino or whatever. I don't have it in front of me. This Italian cruise liner that's sinking. And the Coast Guard is screaming at the captain to get back on board because he had fled. And it was just a fascinating transcript because you wouldn't think a captain of a ship would have to be talked to like that. But the Coast Guard took control. Coast Guard, he was amazing. I mean, he was like, take control. Tell me who's there. Tell me how many people need help. What are we looking at? Women, children, people with special needs. Tell me what we're looking at. And the captain said they're arguing with him. So bravo for the Coast Guard for yelling at him. But anyway, you know, when I do my show, I'm going to talk about what happens. Of course, I will bring up any health aspect that I think is relevant and stuff, but we're going to talk about everything. Now, you know, what's been big news today has been the big changeover we saw with Newt Gingrich in the last political debate. Now, the debate was on last night while I was on air, but I TiVo'd it, of course. I TiVo everything. And, by the way, let me just do one quick correction. We were talking about TV shows that are high quality. One TV show, which is now my ultimate favorite, which I think is of the highest quality, is Boardwalk Empire. You know, if you want a high quality show, a show that goes into history, puts drama, puts entertainment, but actually interlace history, that's probably right up my alley. That probably would get the prize for being the top show. I would definitely urge you to check out Boardwalk Empire. Absolutely brilliantly put together. All right, I just had to say that. Let's go back to politics. Okay, so many of you saw the debate, or you saw snippets. The problem with these debates is they're so long. Who has 2 hours to sit through a debate? Now, you know, you could make a drinking game out of it. I cannot tell you to do that. I'm a doctor. But from what I hear, for those people that are sitting through the 2 hours, they're making a drinking game out of it. Every time they say taxes, you take a shot. Again, I have to urge you not to do that. It's unhealthy. But the point to that is some people are entertaining themselves getting through these two-hour debates. So, yeah, I got through an hour of the debate this morning when I was working out. And I got up to the point where Newt Gingrich really laid into Juan Williams. Okay, I guess Juan Williams was given all the race questions. So he was hitting each candidate with a race question. And finally, Newt just kind of laid into him, saying what I said was a racist. Why can't we promote jobs and then teach people how to own a job? You know, why not? And apparently, his response so calmly, so collectively, won him a standing ovation. And we really don't see that a lot in these debates, but it was pretty impressive. And he was. And I got to tell you, Newt, very smart guy. I mean, he knows what to say. I think if you look at, debatability with Obama, I think Newt would have it hands down. Electability, though, would probably be Romney. Okay. I guess Huntsman dropping out of the race gave Romney a little bit of a push, not much, because most people still don't even know who Huntsman is. And I still want to know where he gets his fake tans, because the guy turns orange on camera. But what was very interesting is Sarah Palin gave a little nod to Newt Gingrich today. Apparently, she on Fox News said she would vote for him in Saturday's primary if she lived in South Carolina. Now, that's pretty big. Okay, I mean, again, Newt is saying what the conservatives want to hear. I mean, Newt has all along known exactly what to say. Now, does his background support that? I mean, would he be electable? I mean, unfortunately, Fox News had a panel of people and said, what do you think? Was this a game changer? And some lady stands up and goes, he's still a fat, old, rich guy. Now, what blew my mind is that is a very uneducated thing to say, okay? And if that's how she thinks, okay, I mean, she looked intelligent. She was dressed appropriately. She looked like, you know, she held a job. She looked, you know, but say no because somebody looks like a fat old rich guy, that's a very ignorant thing to say. So you almost wonder if some of Newt's statements and remarks are really wasted on a lot of people. And maybe elections are won by people following the butterfly. I mean, that's what happened with President Obama. Nobody really knew much about him. Oprah even admitted that. She's like, I endorsed him because people came up to me and said, what do you think? Who is this guy? I don't know anything about him. And she's like, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. So, I mean, people voted for Obama because Oprah liked him. Nobody knew anything about him. You know, he was a senator for a few weeks, from what I understand. He was a community leader, went to Harvard. You know, not many people even remember him from class. One of my friends did play against him in basketball in Hawaii. He said he wasn't a bad basketball player, but, I mean, nobody really knew him. And maybe that's exactly what the election needed at the time back in 2008. You know, we talk about voter psychology a lot on this show. You know, sometimes just the newness factor plays a lot. People were so sick of Bush Sr. and Bush Jr. that they didn't give a heart and dude what qualifications the person had. And they were following the butterfly. And maybe that's the mentality of the average voter. I'd like to think we're smarter than that. But if somebody on Fox News, part of the panel, stands up saying, no, Newt doesn't have a chance because he's a fat, old, rich guy, then I guess maybe we really need to appeal to the ignorant when we're going through these elections. All right, now, Mitt Romney, very handsome. He's holding his own. When he gets bashed in these debates, he's holding his own. I feel confident that if he ends up being the candidate, he could probably handle Obama in a debate. I do feel that way. I think he has some personality. That was a big flaw that he used to have. Not much personality, but I think he does. I think he shows strength. He's tall, which usually helps a lot. You have Obama, who's tall. You know, seeing Obama versus John McCain from a visual standpoint did hurt, even though John McCain had a lot of our hearts because, you know, he was a military hero, you know. You know, when you looked at the two, you know, people thought Obama was better to look at. Same thing happened with the JFK-Nixon debate. You know, JFK was much better to look at. Remember, we're dealing with all the senses, not just the brain, when we look at this. And maybe it's because now media has taken over. You know, they said when TV came into play, that's what made the election for JFK. You know, also, I mean, you know, if JFK, you know, would be alive now running for office, it'd probably be Republican, you know, because when you listen to his speeches back then in the 60s, you know, when I think it was the start of 1963, and there was a recession going on, he's like, well, we don't want to raise taxes. I mean, like, that's exactly what a Republican would say now. You know, I mean, he knew what he was doing then in terms of that. So, but the media is so crucial now. You know, when you get your little sound bites and video bites of the president going to South Korea or going to, well, I can't say Obama went to Israel. He never has. Hasn't, you know, apparently it's inconvenient for him. But, you know, when a president goes to Israel or when a president goes to, you know, Haiti or whatever, you know, they have to have a look to them. That's why Gaddafi kept having plastic surgery. He said he can't look old. You know, everything is about looks these days. Should it be? No. It shouldn't be, but, I mean, Eisenhower wasn't the most handsome guy, but he was a general and knew what he was doing, but things are different now. Now, television and media and tweeting and Facebook, your president has to know how to tweet, which means we're probably going to be picking younger, handsomer, more media-friendly presidents. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Don't go away. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, we're talking about the debate last night and how things may be changing for Newt and how there might have been a little bit of a nod from Sarah Palin today on Fox. Does that matter? Is that something that can boost him? I mean, right now he's in second place as we're coming into South Carolina. From what I understand, Mitt Romney is at 30% of the vote. Newt Gingrich at 23%. Ron Paul in third. And, you know, we were talking about just right before the break, you know, are people looking at things ignorantly? You know, are they looking at, okay, well, is somebody handsome? Is somebody, you know, how electable they are? We talked about JFK versus Richard Nixon. I mean, Ronald Reagan, very handsome. You know, I mean, you know, an actor going into politics was a very good mix. You know, we know Arnold Schwarzenegger decided to do the same thing. I mean, you know, not as good looking, of course. But, you know, actors, George Clooney, people keep saying, oh, George Clooney needs to run. George Clooney needs to run. And you're like, really? Yes, he's good looking. He could look presidential, but does he know how to run a country? No. Well, what's interesting now is rivals are trying to gang up on Mitt Romney, saying, show us your tax return. Show us your tax return. And he said last night, he goes, well, everybody seems to bring their tax return forward around April, so I'll do it in April. Now, of course, we all know what that means. He's hoping to solidify the candidacy and the Republican primary by then. I mean, by April, the race is over. So he'll show it in April. But okay, but does he have something to hide? I don't think he did anything illegal. No, I think what it is everybody has, I don't want to say everybody, but there's such an anti-rich sentiment right now that if he is worth multiple upon multiple millions of dollars, like everybody says, he is going to look like a bad guy. Now, what I don't understand is, wasn't President Obama wealthy? I mean, he's from Hawaii. He goes to Harvard, right? He obviously didn't have to work too much, right? Because he got to be a community leader. Didn't Obama come from money? Don't most presidents come from the Kennedys? Don't most presidents come from money? Why is money so evil now? You know, they go back and forth with Bain Capital and what he's done. And again, here we go with voter psychology. Right now, these Occupy protesters, you know, they're pretty proud of themselves. They think they've been extremely successful because they, you know, turn the world into anti-rich. So they're going to try to make Romney or any presidential candidate the rich guy. Now, again, why people don't think Obama's rich is beyond me. I mean, he's been spending thousands upon thousands of dollars traveling all over the place using Air Force One, going back and forth to Hawaii. And again, I'm sorry, anybody who has the ability to go to Harvard is a hell of a lot richer than me. You know, most of us. I don't know how he went to Harvard, but I'm assuming it was because of money. Okay? I don't know if they give scholarships that easily. So, and you wonder, really, did he get an academic scholarship? So I'm assuming his family must have paid for him to go to Harvard. But nobody has a problem with Obama's money. No, nobody has a problem with that. You know, now, and then you wonder, okay, so if Mitt Romney was managing a company, Bain Capital, would voters feel better if he failed and was poor? I mean, if somebody is going to try to turn the economy around, I'd rather be somebody that has some economic savvy. You know, I mean, somebody that knows something about growth and employers and running a business. I mean, don't we want successful people to be our leaders? This is what we were talking about yesterday with Sarah Palin. You know, sometimes being too common can hurt you. You know, I mean, when she said I'm a hockey mom, that helped her, but it hurt her. Because a lot of us soccer moms and baseball moms are like, wait a second, when do I get my chance? Sarah Palin's a hockey mom, and she gets to be now blasted all over the place and sell books and do a TV show and possibly be vice president. And I'm a hockey mom, too, and I'm just as quick-witted, and I don't. You know, why should somebody get the opportunity to be in the White House? Well, they accomplished something. They're very successful at something. You want someone who succeeds. You want a winner. You want a leader. And right now, his competition, Mitt Romney's competition, and the liberals are trying to make him being a CEO or CFO or whatever of a company as a bad thing. Well, then what do you want? Do you want somebody who has lost their job multiple times, has been living on food stamps to be your president? I mean, what do you want? All right. Now, yes, you know, my mom needed food stamps. I mean, you know, I think coming from poor roots does help. Newt Gingrich said he came from poor roots. Herb McCain, I believe, said he came from poor roots. Not that he's, you know, in the running anymore. But, yeah, I think somebody working their way to the top is definitely advantageous. I don't think it's necessary. I mean, I'd rather somebody has military experience than somebody, you know, having been poor, gone to rich. I think it does help. I think it builds character. It gives you an awareness of, you know, how hard it is to make money. But I don't think it has to be a prerequisite to run this country. I really don't. You know, so what do people want? Well, what it is, people may not like Romney as much as they want to. I mean, people want to love who's going to be president. I think one thing we've learned is we really don't have people we could really wrap our hearts and passion around. You know, like Newt, he may say things that we really want to hear, but nobody could really be in love with Newt. You know, especially when he wears yellow. He's got to stop the yellow ties and the yellow shirts. Somebody needs to dress him. You know, but remember, why should it matter? It should matter what they say, what they do in their mind. That should matter. But remember, we're talking about a country that voted Obama in. A country that also voted Jimmy Carter in. You know, I mean, when people are tired of the incumbent, they're going to follow the butterfly. So now we have a pendulum that's been swinging drastically. All right. Republican voters woke up. They got scared. You have many people who say they voted for Obama, never again. All right. So, but they're just not in love with the candidate that they have and they want perfection. Well, you're not going to get perfection. You know, I mean, Mitt Romney may possibly be the best thing because, again, he has the look. He looks like he can handle Obama in a debate. Doesn't have the best record, though. You know, but does any of our candidates? I don't think they do. Because remember, these candidates are politicians. Okay? Politicians had to appease their donors. They had to appease their constituents. And they had to try to stay in office. Right? All the while getting their radio bites and sound bites and video bites. Okay, you don't have somebody that says, because honestly, a real good president would probably be a one-term president. You know, I was talking to a couple, you know, policemen about Sheriff Joe in Arizona, and he said Sheriff Joe falls under the same mishap that most other sheriffs do. The sheriffs that are political, that make people happy, moderate, play the game, they get elected. But the ones that actually have the cojones that make these decisions and are real good sheriffs are one-term sheriffs. So that's the thing. You know, when you are electing a president, there's so many more factors, very superficial factors being taken into play. And right now we had somebody who I believe was a conservative was looking at Newt after he said things that many of us completely understand and agree with and called him an old fat white guy. This is what we're dealing with. This looks like the typical American voter. And if we're dealing with such ignorance, we are going to have to then rethink our whole political strategy. People want looks. People want slender. People want youth. Well, then we better come up with somebody that, and looks like Mitt Romney is probably as close to, as we can, you know, but it's frustrating because you just thought people were smarter than that. All right, guys. Well, this was a great show. I really appreciate you tuning in. We're going to be back tomorrow with more Dr. Dahlia. If you have any comments, please tweet me on Dr. Dahlia or go to my website at drdahlia.com. You all be safe. Take care.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been researching the dramatic positive effects of a proper diet and nutritional supplementation for decades. That's why he uses and promotes Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
The most important part about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is it's liquid, and the body processes liquids differently than it processes solids. When you eat a solid food, the digestive process has to kick in. When you drink a liquid, it goes right to work, and because almost 70 million, maybe more, Americans have digestive problems, if you drink your nutrients, you bypass any kind of issues that you have with the digestive system, the stuff goes right to work, and that's the most beautiful thing about that stuff is you feel it really quickly because it's going right to work.
To see positive changes in your health, order Youngevity's Beyond Tangy Tangerine by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301. Or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.